Figuring out just how much Senate President John Cullerton's plan saves is difficult, even for the head of the teachers' retirement system, Dick Ingram.
The 50% scenario is probably right around 30. No, wait a second.
Cullerton's plan gives both working and retired teachers, university workers, and state employees choices, like keeping cost of living pay bumps or access to state-backed health insurance. So actuaries have to work out multiple scenarios. Cullerton says there's a range of immediate savings.
Our best guess, though, assuming 50% take the deal, is $11.5 billion.
But the new analysis says it's about half that. Here's House Democrats leader on pensions, Representative Elaine Nekritz.
That reduction in the unfunded liability would be about $5 billion.
Nekritz favors an approach passed by the House she says saves closer to $30 billion up front. Of course, backers of the Senate plan say the House proposal is not constitutional, and if it's overturned by the courts, its savings would be reduced to zero. I'm Amanda Vinicky.